This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Former Governor John Hickenlooper didn't appear today for a virtual ethics hearing despite a subpoena. Hickenlooper says the teleconference format of the hearing is untested and unfair and that the hearing had technical difficulties at the start. The Independent Ethics Commission is investigating whether Hickenlooper accepted gifts, travel, and lodging while in office. A district court judge declined to intervene, essentially forcing Hickenlooper to appear. His attorney is appealing to a higher court. The commission wants the state attorney general to compel Hickenlooper to testify. Colorado has paid nearly $2 billion in unemployment benefits since late March. Ryan Gedney is a senior economist with the state.
In comparison, about $2.2 billion were paid out through state and federal UI benefits in 2010. Again, that's for the entire year, and that was at the height of the Great Recession.
The number of Coloradans applying for unemployment benefits is declining for the seventh week in a row. More than 500,000 applied for unemployment benefits over the past 11 weeks. Denver Broncos head coach Vic Fangio is walking back his comment that he doesn't see any racism or discrimination in the National Football League. The coach now says those comments were wrong. Do stay with us here on CPR News. We are standing by for the governor's news conference, which is expected to begin at any moment. Currently 87 with rain in Denver. It is 91 degrees sunshine for Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.